Hello, friends. This is Pastor Evangelist Robert Venable inviting you once again to stay tuned for Let's Talk About Jesus right here on WMAF. So glad to be with you today as we approach the holiday season. For Christians, it's a holy day season. Hallelujah. We know the reason for the season, and I pray that you will not get caught up in the hustle and bustle to the extent that we don't really grasp the real essence of what it means to us that God would send His Son to be a sacrifice for our sin at Calvary. Oh, what a wonderful, wonderful message the Christmas message is. And we're not quite into the Christmas programming. We will be, but we are talking about, amen, something that was accomplished because Jesus came. And that is that fear has been vanquished for those that would put their faith and trust in Him. So we're going to be talking about forcing fear to flee today. We're going to be talking about getting a good look at the backside of the devil. Hallelujah. And all my life I have said and heard others say, the devil came against us. We were going to do that, but the devil came against us. We were going to do this for God, but the devil opposed us. He came against us, came against us, came against us. I believe we need to get a good look at the devil running from us. Praise God. And I'm not trying to be facetious today or in any way take away from the seriousness of this message, but we need to get a real handle on the fact that when you come to the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior and God becomes your Heavenly Father, that there is a boldness that can occur in our life if we decide to put our total trust in Him. Fear's going to have to flee. The devil's going to have to run. When we resist him, we're going to get a look at the backside of the enemy. Instead of him coming against us, we'll say, boy, amen, we saw him have to give up, give in, capitulate, and run, as in panic. Glory be to God. Well, that's the message today. I can't wait to get in it, but just before we do, let me give you our website. If you would like to come and visit our website, just type in THCOG. The simplest way to get there is just to type in THCOG. That stands for The Holy Church of God, right here in Tampa, Florida, where I've been the pastor, the president, director, founder of this particular ministry since 1974. Be 40 years this coming January. And God has been with us down through each and every one of those years and through every one of our tears and in spite of our fears that we've learned to conquer through Christ, God has established a ministry that is still lifting up and magnifying and glorifying the name of Jesus Christ. That's why the name of this broadcast is Let's Talk About Jesus, because He is the answer. He is the solution. He is the way. He's the truth. He's the life. Praise God. And I love to point people to my Master and my King and my Savior and my Sovereign. Hallelujah. Well, you can see I'm excited today. So let's get in the Word of God. If you, once again, would like to come to our website, I'm going to give it to you one more time in case you didn't have an opportunity to write it down. Just type in THCOG. That will take you to the Holy Church of God, an affiliate of Independent Assemblies of God International since 1974. Praise God. All right. In good standing, I might add. If you have your Bibles, I want you to turn with me to 1 John. 1 John chapter 4, and we're going to read verse 16 down through verse 18. Listen to this very carefully today. If you want victory in your life, if you want to stand in faith to obtain the promises of God, then we need to deal effectively with fear. And that's where we're headed today, forcing fear to flee. The Bible said, as we said last week in the book of James, thou believest there is one God, thou doest well. The devils believe also and tremble. The Bible said to resist the devil and he would flee from you. Submit yourself unto God. Resist the devil, he will flee. And the actual Greek word for flee means to run as in panic. Again, I want to say this without any of the humor part of it. We need to get a look at the backside of Satan. There is too much defeat in God's covenant children that have a legacy and a promise and a provision of absolute victory over our enemy. Praise God. I love the book of Isaiah in the Old Covenant because it says, "No weapon that is formed against you shall prosper. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their righteousness is of me, saith God." Hallelujah. Amen. When you get right with God, truly right with God, someone put it this way, fear the Lord, and you don't have to fear any man, any demon, any devil, any circumstance, because if God is for you, who can be against you? There's where the boldness comes. It comes from being initially right with God and knowing that God loves us, that chasm that separated us, that sin has caused to separate us between us and God, that great chasm has been bridged by the blood of Jesus Christ. And now there is no longer an enmity between us and our God. He can father us. He can provide for us. He can protect us. And He will. Hallelujah. Amen. So let's read this scripture in 1 John chapter 4, beginning with verse 16. It said, "And we have known and believed the love that God has to us." God is love. "And he that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God, and God in him. Herein is our love made perfect, that we may have," listen carefully, "boldness in the day of judgment." See, when you're right with God, and God is for you, then you don't have to fear anyone or anything. When you don't have to be afraid to stand before God because of what the blood of Christ has accomplished, it gives us a holy boldness based on what Jesus did at the cross and God's promise to give us a reconciled relationship with Himself. Hallelujah. Amen. To the degree that He's called us His very sons and daughters. If you still see yourself as an old sinner saved by grace, without that wonderful, privileged, powerful relationship with God that you're supposed to be enjoying and employing, amen, then you've got the wrong understanding of salvation. Paul looked out at a group of people and he said, "What? Know ye not that you are the sons of God? And if sons of God, then heirs of God. And if heirs of God, then joint heirs with Jesus." Hallelujah. What a privileged, personal, fellowship relationship we now have with the Father. Listen to this carefully. "Herein is our love made perfect," verse 17, "that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because as He is, so are we in this world. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casteth out fear, because fear hath torment. He that feareth is not made perfect in love." Ah, friend of mine, we need that kind of relationship with God and understanding of the new covenant and understanding of what the blood of Jesus has accomplished for you and accomplished for me. Listen, if I'm not afraid to stand before Almighty God who knows me from the inside out because I know that my sins have been forgiven, that they've been washed away by the blood of Jesus Christ. I like the words of that old camp meeting song that said, "I put my trust in nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the truest frame, but only hold to Jesus' name." Praise God. Amen. "On Christ, the solid rock I stand. All other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand. There is a place to take your stand and be bold in the Lord today. And it is not some kind of emotional, trumped up faith. It is faith that rests squarely on the Word of God. Amen. And on the accomplished work of Jesus at the cross, the blood of Christ, and upon the authority that is now vested in the name of Jesus. We can pray in the name of Jesus, and we can rebuke the enemy in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. He said, in my name, you'll tread on serpents, you will cast out devils, you will lay hands on the sick, and they will recover. There's authority in the name of Jesus Christ, because there is absolute privilege and power in the blood that was shed for us at the cross. Praise God. Hallelujah. And I just believe today that someone who is in a prison of fear is going to be set free. The chains are going to break over your life today. If you don't know Jesus as your Savior, I'm going to tell you something right now. You may have tattoos up and down both arms. You may be carrying a 9mm, and you may be one tough egg, but when you are faced with death itself, there is no defense except the blood of Jesus Christ covering you. And if that blood covers you, you won't have fear of the judgment to come. You won't have fear, amen, of facing and standing before your Maker, because your Maker is now your Savior and your Heavenly Father. And it brings a boldness and a peace that nothing else in this world can grant, and nothing else in this world can give. Hallelujah. You may be a Christian, and you just see yourself as an old sinner saved by grace. You were a sinner. You have been saved by grace alone. But now, Paul says, you are the sons of God. Hallelujah. What manner of love, he said. What manner of love? This is about a reconciled relationship with God that cancels fear in our life. When we're right with God, a boldness and a peace comes that even death or the threat of death cannot shake it. Oh, friend of mine, I've been on the other side. I know what it is to close my eyes and sleep fitfully and fretfully and live fearfully. Amen. And I know what it is now to lay me down in peace and wake up in hope. Hallelujah. And to live in faith. There is victory in Jesus Christ. Make no mistake about it. Fear is going to have to move out the day that faith moves in. Hallelujah. Because faith's going to throw him out, kick him out. And fear is going to be forced to flee, because perfect love, perfected love, and what is, how is our love made perfect? His love in us and our love for him. When that mutual love is consummated, spiritually speaking, we grow into a maturity where we know and believe his love for us, and we love him back. You know, I want to just reiterate the fact that it's not just his love for us, but our growing love for him that just cast out fear. Perfected love cast out all, not some, but all fear. And when all fear is gone, there is victory over every element of Satan's kingdom that would torment us. Praise God. Verse 19 says, we love him because he first loved us. Once we accept it by faith and we begin to experience it spiritually, amen, we begin to reciprocate and we love him back for loving us that much. There's no fear in that love that is made perfect or come to full completion and maturity in the child of God. Listen very carefully to me today. Too many people are not living in the full benefit and blessing of that blood covenant that is established for us at the cross. When we are, there is going to be a dramatic, radical change in our perspective. Praise God. The last thing that we have to fear is the enemy and his minions, or the grim reaper, as he's called. There is no fear in love. I'm going to say that again. There is no fear in this mature, consummated love relationship between God and his children. This perfected love, this mature, completed love, cast out all fear. Amen. I know there's a scripture where Paul wrote to Timothy and he said, God didn't give us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. This discouraged minister with gifts laying dormant within him, he had become paralyzed with fear. The fear of failure, the fear of rejection, the fear that his ministry would have no effect, and he became depressed and discouraged. And Paul wrote him a letter and said, there was faith in your mother and faith in your grandmother, and I know there's faith in you. And he told him to stir up the gift that was in him by the laying on of hands, because God didn't give us the spirit of fear, but he gave us the spirit of love and power and a sound mind. That means a disciplined mind, a mind that doesn't always run to worry and run to anxiousness and anxiety, that a mind that is not always manipulated and driven and drawn to fear, but a mind that is, as Paul put it, amen, think on the things that are of good report. Think on the things that are praiseworthy. Think on the things that make you want to praise God and shout victory in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. When we have that disciplined mind and our mind is renewed to the reality of the relationship that we now have with God through Jesus Christ, and we begin to love Him back for loving us that much. Ah, friend, perfect love casteth out all fear. Praise God. I want to read a scripture about being right with God and how it affects our own attitude toward all of the pitfalls and all of the uncertainties of life and all of the challenges of life, even death itself. Listen, Proverbs chapter 28 and verse 1. It said, the wicked flee when no man pursueth, but the righteous are bold as a lion. I want to read that again. The wicked flee when no man pursueth, but the righteous are bold as a lion. See, being right with God, fear the Lord. That means reverence Him, stand in awe of Him, but love Him for loving you. That this God, who is so holy, so righteous, so perfect, that knows us all together, loved us enough to give His only begotten Son for us. And when we receive Christ as our Savior, we are reconciled unto God, and He welcomes us with open arms as His sons and His very daughters. Hallelujah. And He loves us with the kind of paternal love that He loves His only begotten with. This is what Jesus prayed in John's Gospel, chapter 17, which is the real Lord's Prayer for us, not the pattern prayer for us to pray, but the prayer that He prayed in our behalf, amen, to the Father. He said, Father, you know how you're in me and I'm in you. Let them be in us in that same relationship. And Father, I pray that you will love them, those that believe on Jesus He's talking about, all down through time, from that time forward. Father, I pray that you would love them with the same love wherewith you have loved me. Friend, if we get a hold of that, it will cause us to be emboldened. We will stand up in faith. Amen. Raise high the shield of faith. Speak with boldness the mighty name of Jesus and claim every benefit and blessing and plead the blood of Jesus, and the enemy has no choice but to flee. The righteous are bold because we are right with God. Hallelujah. And God becomes our defense. I love what David said when he was right with God. Thou, O Lord, art a shield for me. You're my glory. And when I'm discouraged and despondent, you are the lifter of my head. I'm telling you today, there's somebody listening to this broadcast that's been imprisoned by fear. The Bible said fear hath torment. And the Greek word here is a unique word in that it means penal imprisonment. It means put in jail to be punished. Imprisoned to be punished. And the punishment is the prison itself. And I don't know how many people are feeling this kind of pressure in your life. If you're not a Christian today, you have every reason to be afraid, because the Bible said to be without God is to be without hope in this present world. So many things over which we have absolutely no control. I remember we lived in a mobile home, a single wide mobile home. It was up on blocks in some land that was kind of low in a trailer park. And yeah, that's right. Amen. It was scary in a storm, and a bad storm come. And even though it was tied down, the wind could get underneath it, and it was shaking, literally shaking. There was one of those suspended lights in the dining room, and the light was swinging back and forth because that mobile home was moving. And my wife and myself and my son, little baby at that time, my youngest son, I ran to the bathroom with them. I grabbed a twin mattress off of a bed, and I took it in there and put them in the tub. I got in the tub with them and held that mattress with all of my might. And other people in the trailer park said they were looking out their window, and they were going to literally run out of their mobile homes and try to lay in a ditch if our trailer went. They figured it would be the first to go because it was sitting in the back part high on blocks. The wind could get underneath it. And as I sat there with all of my strength gripping that mattress, I realized I felt so helpless to protect my family. Fear was gripping me, and it was legitimate if this was one of those unusual but powerful tornadoes that sometimes come and stay down for a while here in Florida. It would rip that trailer to shreds. My strength and my love for my family, there is no way I could hold that mattress over them to protect them. I have heard of children being literally ripped from their mother's grip and arms by tornadoes. What a terrible, helpless feeling, until as a Christian, I prayed, Father, in the name of Jesus, protect us. And I felt a power and an authority and a peace come that nothing but God can give, and nothing but being right with God can grant. I don't mean that I was sinlessly perfect. No person is. But I have a relationship with the Heavenly Father established on the blood of Jesus Christ, and we have been reconciled to Him. And I didn't feel like an old sinner saved by grace only, with no kind of power and authority to believe God. But I felt my faith rise up. Amen. Because I knew that I am His son. Amen. And He is my Heavenly Father. And He's got all power in heaven and earth. Hallelujah. And power over that storm. And needless to say, that mobile home didn't flip over. It didn't come apart. And everyone wondered at the fact that it made it through such a blow that came through that trailer park. I'm going to tell you, amen, after feeling the force of that wind and the fear that it brought and the vulnerability, and to know that in the name of Jesus, amen, I could pray to my Father, and that fear had to flee, and faith rose up, and God brought us through. Praise God. There's victory in Jesus. The wicked flee when no man pursues, but the righteous are bold as a lion. Hallelujah. You know, the Bible said there's no fear in love. I want to reiterate that again. Perfect love. We don't need an exorcism of a spirit to deal with fear. We need to be perfected in love. I want to say it again. I want to say it very clear. Been in the pastorate for 40 years, and a lot of immature Christians are giving the devil way more credit than they should for things in their life that can be defeated through maturing in Jesus Christ. Perfect love, friend. Perfect love. Perfected love. Loving, accepting, and believing the love that God has for us and reciprocating that love for Him casteth out all fear. Praise God. And when fear has to flee, amen, we can stand on His Word. We can stand on His promises. We can stand unshaken in the midst of the attack of the enemy. Because we know what David knew, even in the Old Covenant, in the Psalms, David said, the day that I pray, the day, listen to it, the day that I pray, my enemies turn back. This I know, God is for me. Praise God. The day that I pray, my enemies turn back. This I know, God is for me. See, that's the issue, that God loves us. And God, therefore, is for us. We have His help because, friend, we have His heart. Amen. We have His help because we have His heart. David said in Psalm 57, my soul is among lions, and I lie even among them that are set on fire, even the sons of men whose teeth are spears and arrows, and their tongue a sharp sword. Verse 6 says, they have prepared a net for my steps. My soul is bowed down. They've digged a pit before me, and into the midst thereof they are fallen themselves. My heart is fixed. Fixed, O God. My heart is fixed. I will sing and give praise. Right in the midst of His enemies, He said, I will sing and give praise. Hallelujah. I'm going to just read the first verse of Psalm 57. It says, be merciful unto me, O God. Be merciful unto me. For my soul trusteth in Thee, yea, in the shadow of Thy wings I will make my refuge until these calamities be overpast. I will cry unto God Most High, unto God that performeth all things for me. He shall send from heaven and save me from the reproach of him that would swallow me up. Selah. God will send forth His mercy, and God will send forth His truth. Praise God. Amen. What a wonderful promise from God. Amen. To deliver those who put their trust in Him. Amen. Today, I believe someone in this listening audience is going to come to know Jesus Christ as your Savior. And every fear, amen, when you are right with God, you're going to lose all of those tormenting fears. And God's peace is going to rule and reign in your heart. And you're going to know the peace that comes through being right with God and reconciled to God. It's called a peace that passes all understanding. And it will keep your heart and it will keep your mind through Jesus Christ. And I pray right now, right where you are, that you will receive Jesus, that you will repent of your sin right where you are, right here, right in this holy moment. And you will ask Jesus Christ to come into your heart and come into your life and be your Savior and be reconciled unto God and sleep deep, peacefully, knowing God is taking care of you. And today, if you're a Christian, and fear is gripping you, strangling you is the Latin word. It's like a wolf grabbing a sheep by the throat until it chokes it to death and then it devours it. And you feel that strangulation and that terrible fear. Friend of mine, perfect love, cast out all fear. Go back to the cross. Look up to Him that bled and died for you. And know and believe the love that God has for you. And love Him back and praise Him and worship Him. Well, come back next week, will you? And let's talk about Jesus.